Last night, the harvest supper was held in Abridge. Earlier, however, Shula and Simon went for a country walk.
I just don't know, Simon.
Only be for 10 days.
10 minutes would be too long as far as Dad's concerned. You're not his favourite person.
Yes, well, sure. I'm not planning to take him on holiday.
I don't even know if I could get time off work.
January? Can't be a lot of movement on the property market. Think of the ski slopes, the suntan, the après-ski.
It's the après-ski I'm worried about.
Oh, well.
Life can be very complicated for a girl.
It's complicated for everybody.
You know what you want. Everybody knows what you're after.
My motives aren't that crude, Shula.
I wonder. Oh, but I would like to go skiing. Mum and Dad went the year before last.
We've been a party. That's how they fix the cheap fares.
The trouble is, Simon, if I tell Dad I'm 19 and I'm going skiing with you, and he comes the heavy father, well, it'll be awkward.
I see that.
I've threatened to leave home half a dozen times. I've even meant to leave once or twice. But if Dad put his foot down over a thing like this, well, I'd have to move out.
Is that bad?
I'll say. Imagine if I had to eat, run a car, and pay my aunt's subscription on what I earn. I'd have to give up eating.
Actually, of course, you're rather fond of your family.
Am I?
Particularly your dad.
Sometimes.
So it's a case of get thee behind me, Simon.
It should have been a case of that long ago. I'll think about the holiday.
There isn't much time.
I know. Perhaps I'll catch him in a good mood. Can't you write something nice about farmers in the Echo?
What? And lose my integrity?
We all have to lose things from time to time.
Yes. Perhaps I can manage a faint note of sympathy for this struggling pig industry. What's the matter with those birds? Are they ill?
No. They just think we're coming a bit close to the rookery, that's all.
Oh.
And they're staking a claim to breeding territory for next season. It's funny how everything comes down to sex in the end. Come on, let's go or we'll be late for the harvest supper.
Look, I didn't actually promise
that. Oh, Simon, they won't eat you.
Well, it's ritual sacrifice I'm worried about. It's nearly dark, and whatever you say, those rooks don't seem normal to me.
What?
They all look suspiciously like Laura Archer.
Oh, come on. I don't want to miss all the food.
Have there been any outbreaks of transmogrification around here lately? Might make a paragraph for the village roundup.
Watch your step, Mum. Don't try to hurry.
Oh, dear. I knew we'd be late. Colonel Danby must be getting very anxious.
Don't you worry about him.
Is my hair all right?
It's lovely.
I don't see how you can tell in the dark. I'd have got Amanda to do it for me if I'd had time. But what was going to
Look,
see
Mum,
Laura?
About this community singing nonsense. I'll tell Colonel Danby you're far too old to play silly games.
I'm not that old. Besides, Laura made me promise. She was very forceful. She didn't seem at all ill to me.
She's only in hospital for tests. Oh, where's Phil got to?
He was waiting for Shula.
I don't think she'll come. She was meeting Simon after work.
And they're very fond of each other, aren't they?
They seem to be.
I don't think we've ever had a newspaper reporter in the family.
Good heavens, it's not that serious.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, sorry I've been so long.
Right, Phil. Now, Mum, I'm going to tell Colonel Danby you've got a headache and can't possibly wave a little stick about.
I don't want to upset Laura.
You don't want to make a fool of yourself either. This is supposed to be a harvest supper, not an over-60s glee club.
I'll speak to Colonel Danby as soon as I get the chance.
Come on, Simon, hurry up.
Oh, there you are, Shula.
I knew she wouldn't let us down. She likes a good feed.
That's my girl.
There'll be a bite of cheese left if we don't... Oh, hello, Dad.
We wondered where you'd got to.
We went for a walk.
Good evening.
Hello, Simon. Have you come to report on us all?
Oh, just a bit of local colour. The singing sounds quite friendly.
Well, why shouldn't it be?
Oh, no reason.
Well, come on, then. No use hanging about out here.
Don't tell me I've got the bar all to myself.
It's been like this since opening time. I keep shouting through to Polly, just to hear another human voice.
I've just looked in the ploughman's. There's a couple of girls sharing a glass and that's it.
And I dare say they're underage. Well, what can I get you?
Oh, scotch and water.
Mm-hmm. Ah, all my regulars are at the harvest supper. I'd have thought you'd be there.
I had dinner with a business client. So I'm letting them get the supper part over before I show up.
Oh. Polly was hoping to go at one time, but as things are, of course, she's got to work in the ploughman's.
There could be a rush later.
Oh, you think so, do you? You expect things to pick up? Oh, tough.
Help yourself to water.
Right.
Yes, there's always a crowd from Borchester on a Tuesday night. We're becoming the in place.
Are you now?
And when I get my restaurant opened...
What restaurant?
I'm thinking of covering the yard with clear plastic and selling charcoal grill steaks.
I hope you're not trying to take customers away from Grey Gables.
No, fair competition, Mr. Woolley. You can't stop us, you know.
I suppose not. When did you say that Celia girl was coming for interview?
It depends on what day off she has next week.
Reliable staff are hard to find. When you get a girl who's good, she generally has some defect. Take Michelle Brown. No respect for authority. Thinks she can say what she likes. Threatens me with a union.
Yeah, but she's a nice kid. She was in here this afternoon asking if she could help us out.
I thought she was on holiday in London.
Ah, it was costing her too much. She's saving up to go down the Grand Canyon on a raft.
Good heavens.
Anyway, I'm giving her a bit of casual work tomorrow and Thursday.
You can't do that.
Hey?
She's one of my employees.
Yes, but she's on holiday.
Holiday with pay. And she's being paid to revitalise herself. I want her back next Monday, full of energy. Not whacked out from serving behind your bar.
You've got to be reasonable, Mr. Woolley. This is her own time.
Sid, if you're trying to poach my staff...
Of course I'm not. I wouldn't do that. We, capitalist entrepreneurs have to stick together.
Hmm.
After all, we're from the same school of life, eh? Borsleith to the Bullring.
Made in Birmingham, eh? I suppose you're right.
Of course, if Michelle was ever to leave Grey Gables... Of her own accord...
Listen, if you try and poach one of my girls...
No, I mean, if she came asking for a job, I couldn't let somebody else snap her up, could I? Well, you wouldn't expect it.
Sid Perks!
Not from a bloke with our background.
Sausages? Any more sausages running down here?
I wouldn't say no, Colonel.
Well, you have yourself time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Colonel Danby, have you a second?
Of course, Miss. That pork would be too fatty for you. I wouldn't like it that way myself. Yeah, Jennifer, pass the sausages.
It's about Mum.
Hmm?
It's about Mum. She's got a dreadful headache and really can't take part in this sing-song business.
What? It's all arranged.
I'm afraid you'll have to think of something else.
Oh, dear, the entire program's been
defined. Colonel, Mum won't admit it, of course, but it's her arms.
Yeah?
You know her arthritis plays up sometimes.
You don't think waving her arms about might help a bit?
No, not really.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it'd be better if she just sat quietly and enjoyed herself.
Oh, of course. Well, never mind. I've had plenty of experience events or concert parties being eaten by tigers or what have you. I'll get Tom Forrest, Billy.
Oh, dear. Is he coming this way?
No, Gran. He's talking to Uncle Tom. I don't think you really need to sit with your head in a bunch of chrysanthemums.
I just can't face him, Shula.
I'll look after you. What bothers me is, who's going to protect Simon from Dad?
Oh, they're not saying much to each other, are they?
Can I have your attention, please? Everybody. If you don't mind. Now, we were planning a special sort of entertainment for this evening.
What?
Something you'd really have enjoyed.
What was that? It was Gordon Armstrong.
Was it, Gran?
He said, show us your leg, Martha. Oh, he's very vulgar, isn't he?
Anyway, I've had to cancel the special entertainment because of circumstances. So we're falling back on Tom Forrest as usual, with Susan on the piano.
Take it away, Jones!
Is that your Simon?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if he's used to rough cider, Gran. He's drinking it like pop.
Oh, gracious.
There's a pretty little village far away where they grow new taters, corn and hay. There's a trickling little rill that works a little mill, and the mill it keeps a-working all the day.
I suppose you think it's all a bit of a joke, Mr. Parker. Sorry, harvest suppers in the village hall.
I'm all in favour of rural customs.
Quaint rural customs, I think you mean. But you mustn't underestimate the farming community. We're the only British industry that beats the Europeans hands down. The world come to that. This small island grows far more food than Canada.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
And though we may be old-fashioned and quaint when we celebrate in this bucolic way and thank God for a harvest safely gathered in, We're really talking about the most efficient business in Britain, with a turnover of £6,000,000,000 a year.
I wouldn't dream of mocking.
Oh, no, of course not. I'd be careful how much of that you drink if I were you.
Yes, very pleasant. They call it scrumpy, I believe.
In some places. Tell me, Mr. Parker, what exactly is a fat cat?
A what?
Apart from an overfed tabby.
Well, a fat cat is someone who's sleek and prosperous. And
yes.
And doing very well for himself, thank you very much.
I see. I thought it might be something like that.
Now, if you're talking about last week's echo, I didn't make... Well, there was nothing personal.
No, no, of course not.
Yeah. It's my job to look at both sides of a question. I can't, not attack farmers just because your Shuler's dad.
Oh, good heavens, I should hope not. You mustn't not attack anything because of that.
Sorry? I'm a bit confused.
Oh, you're certainly red in the face. Are you sure you're...
I'm fine. Actually, Shuler's going to ask you something. Something concerning the two of us.
What? What was that?
Well, she's worried you might put your foot down. Refuse to give your approval because you don't like me very much. Mr. Archer?
Not give my approval.
Excuse me. Can you tell me whether you...
Oh, down at the end. But wait a minute.
Sorry!
Look, what exactly... Mr. Parker, hold on!
At the pump, the village pump. The village.
I tell you, those were his very words. Shuler's worried in case I refuse to give my consent.
Perhaps you misunderstood.
Jill, there are some things no one could misunderstand. The fellow intends to marry her. He's absolutely determined.
Oh, goodness.
You know we're going to have to box pretty clever over this, won't you?
Are we?
Shula's stubborn when she wants something. Though why she should want some inky little printer's boy...
Oh, don't be ridiculous. He's editor of The Echo. Quite a good catch.
You don't mean you approve?
Of course not. I don't think she should get married for years, Phil.
A long engagement. We shall have to insist on a long engagement.
A year at least. After the summer. She looks lovely wearing white with a suntan.
Oh, Jill, for heaven's sake.
Do you think we should take over Grey Gables for the reception?
Jill, we want to stop it happening.
Yes, of course.
I'll tell you one thing. He needn't think he's going to get hold of Brookfield.
Phil, if they're in love...
Quiet. Now be careful what you say.
Me? You're always the
one. I hope he's all right. I must say, it was a bit rotten of you, Dad, sitting watching him drink all that cider.
Well, I can't stop you drinking. I don't see how I'm supposed to stop him.
Poor Simon. Oh, it was a funny evening, wasn't it?
Was it, Shula?
Well, I think I'll go to bed.
Shula, Simon said something to me just before he turned green.
Oh, Phil.
We might as well know the worst. I mean, find out. He said you wanted to ask our consent to something.
Ask your consent?
You were worried about our reaction.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why you should be afraid of speaking out. If you and he... Well, it's your life.
You don't mind?
Oh, Shula, we only want your happiness.
It would only be for 10 days.
What?
And there'd be a whole group of us. Oh, Dad, thanks for being so super about it.